This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And good day. This is Michael Corbin filling in for Alex Jones, who will return tomorrow. Wow, what a day. And as Alex has predicted, and we talked with him yesterday, well, it's official. Arnold Schwarzenegger is now the governor of California. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What a mess. Anyway, you've got to go check out Infowars.com today. Definitely check out Infowars.com, because the true nature of the identity of this man is really starting to spill out. And Alex has compiled a lot of information on Infowars.com, which, again, you've got to check out today to find out who this man really is. Interesting link that is on Infowars.com to Matt Drudge's website. Drudge has an interesting article about Schwarzenegger and being, he was a nude model for Mapplethorpe, for Robert Mapplethorpe. And this tells you a lot, tells you a considerable amount, because who was Robert Mapplethorpe? Mapplethorpe was a pervert, a very sick pervert, who was in New York. We're going to hear a little bit about him today anyway in our interview with my guest coming up here in a little bit. But Mapplethorpe was a photographer who lived in New York, and a man who was involved in some very, very dark, dark, insidious, evil things, including a peripheral involvement with the Son of Sam, which is, again, what we're going to talk about today. But what's even more telling is that Mapplethorpe was a homosexual who was in that circuit in New York City during those days when all that stuff was going crazy out there. And he did photographs. He did, compiled photographs, shot photographs of some pretty twisted, sick things, including one thing that he called the Piss Christ. And that was one of the things that really, really put him on the map internationally. But the guy was just a sick, twisted pervert. But anyway, according to Drudge's investigation of him, Arnold Schwarzenegger posed for nude photographs by him, and we're talking about full nude photographs. Just reading a little bit from Drudge's report here, it says the shocking nudes of Republican Schwarzenegger have been kept under lock at the estate of Robert Mapplethorpe in New York. Now, Mapplethorpe, whose infamous self-portrait with a bullwhip inserted in his anus, as well as many photographs of penises and men engaging in homosexual acts, considered Schwarzenegger one of his favorite subjects. Now, those are comes from sources close to the late artist, and they were telling this to Matt Drudge. That is just the tip of the iceberg of who this guy really, really is. Of course, according to Infowars.com, too, the New World Order elite has big plans for this guy, and he is now officially the governor-elect of California, and Gray Davis is on his way out. There's also a link on there to a 1976 interview with Rolling Stone magazine where Arnold said he dreamed of being a dictator and controlling large groups of people. It kind of sounds like the president. Kind of sounds like they all kind of travel in the same camp. And speaking of that, there's also an article on there about George W. and his Nazi connections. You see, this is all starting to come out to the surface now. It's all starting to leak out. Their game is now in the public venue. It's in our face. And I wonder what we're going to do about it. It's really, really crazy. It's really, really nuts. And then the, let's see here. I'm reading from a quote from ABC News that Arnold wrote in his 1975 book, Proposal for Pumping Iron. Quote, I admired Hitler, for instance, because he came from being a little man with almost no formal education up to power. I admire him for being such a good public speaker and for what he did with it. And he went on to say that he would have liked to be like Hitler in the Nuremberg Stadium and have all those people scream at you and just being total agreement in whatever you say. This is the guy that's now the governor of California, and there's other things coming out with this. Stay tuned. There's more coming up on the Alex Jones Show. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. 9231. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who has been out in Los Angeles covering the Dog and Pony Show, known as the Arnold Schwarzenegger bid for governorship, governator. Or as Alex called him, the Apollinator. And indeed, this guy is really a piece of work. This guy is a real twisted guy. And I love listening to him, you know, talking about how he wants to work for the people of California. Yeah, right. So anyway, we're going to have an update from Alex today at some point on the finale of that whole thing. As you know from the last couple of days, Alex has come in with special reports about what was going on out there, the mood and the whole climate in California. And, of course, as we all know now, Arnold Schwarzenegger is now governor-elect. Gray Davis is out. And now the game – well, I shouldn't say that now the game begins, because the game's already afoot. It's been in play. This is just the next level of it. So, you know, and as you heard yesterday with with Greg Palast, when he was on the program talking about the $9 billion Enron secret that he has, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays itself out. But you just can't help but get that feeling that, you know, something even worse now has in. I mean, the lesser two evils may have been Gray Davis, but now that the Schwarzenegger's in, it's going to be interesting to see where that really goes. Okay, now, We have got quite a lineup today, and it's kind of interesting because, as I mentioned with the Drudge Report thing, Mapplethorpe has taken photographs of new photographs of Arnold Schwarzenegger, among others, and who knows what. But Mapplethorpe had quite a background, and we're going to be talking today. Our focus on the program today is going to be some of these criminal cabals. Mind control. I know Alex, even in Police State 3, the video that you need to get a copy of, he talks about white slavery, child pornography, the whole thing that that surrounds all of these people, if you will, that you know, you hear about. But we're going to have three very interesting guests today. The first one is a retired New York City police detective who was involved in numerous high-profile cases in the state of New York. And he is for a closer look, he is our criminal justice specialist, a very, very qualified man, someone who, as I said, as I mentioned, has been involved in some very high-profile cases. He is a very, very good investigator, currently devotes his life in retirement, currently devotes his life to finding, locating missing and exploited children. And by God, you're going to find out how big of a problem this really is. You know, the mainstream media and the law enforcement agencies at the federal level will tend to downplay the significance of the number of children that are turning up missing in this country every year. Coming up on the second hour, we're going to be joined by Noreen Gosch, who is the mother of a child that was kidnapped in back in the 80s. He was 12 years old when he was taken. Her story is extremely interesting from the standpoint that this child was kidnapped and was forced into a mind control cult, if you will, and was used as a prostitute, among other things, and he still has not been able to come home. She published a book called Why Johnny Can't Come Home. We're going to get to that, too. During the third hour, we're going to be joined by author Maury Terry. Now, Maury Terry, his name became almost household back in the 80s in the 70s with the Son of Sam case in New York. And you may remember that David Berkowitz, who is now in serving three consecutive life prison sentences in New York, who claimed at first that he was instructed by a demonic dog to perpetrate several killings in the New York area. As it turns out, Berkowitz was part of a large satanic coven, and we're going to hear about that investigation and how a lot of these things that we're going to be talking about today, how they all link up, because believe it or not, there are very, very serious, and when I say serious, there are very, very serious connections to political figures and men, movers and shakers, affluent people, not only in the United States, but this is an international problem. And we're talking about, you know, murder, we're talking about Satanism, pedophilia, prostitution, and drugs. And it's going to surprise you. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And again, our number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, let's get to my first guest. He is, as I mentioned, a retired New York City police detective, and he has done many, many, many years investigating crimes that deal with vice, and currently is in retirement. He is a closer looks criminal justice specialist, and it's a pleasure to work with him. And I'm pleased to introduce him to the program today. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for being with us on the program.
Good morning, Michael. It's always a pleasure to do a show with you.
I enjoy doing it with you, too. Let's frame for the audience. Now, you heard the lineup we're going to have today. We're going to have Noreen Gosch and Maury Terry on. Basically, as I said, the focus of today's program, I want to look at the dynamics of how, you know, in other words, we're going to start with the missing children thing. And I want to talk about some of the cases that you've been involved in and how they connected to a bigger picture.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right, well, let's start with the notion of satanic cults that have a large involvement in the in some of the crimes that we hear about in the news today.
Well, this goes back quite a ways. In fact, at first, when I started investigating this in the late 60s, early 70s, we had no clue what we were looking at.
Yeah.
And we also knew that at the time, the line of the government was that there is no such thing. And if you remember when the young man in Matamoros, Mexico was killed.
Right.
And it was interesting, one of the reporters there had heard me speak about some of the things to look for. In this particular case, it had to do with a cigar butt with the teeth marks on the ash end of it, which is used for cleansing the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it came out that this was a satanic killing.
Okay.
Up to that point, the FBI had denied that any of this stuff was going on or there was anything like it, when they, in fact, very well knew that this has been going on for many years, because at the time we did the investigation, we were working with some of their agents.
Yeah.
So that was an official line that they were taking. For what reason, I can only guess that, but over the years, many times when they grab somebody that's involved, you'll see that the case gets investigated to a certain point and disappears. And many times there's a legitimate reason for that, because you want to use that information to continue your investigation.
Right.
But I have never, ever seen anything happen after that level. For instance, the Gadusik case in Maryland, when he was arrested, a very well-known man, and I think he ended up doing a year and then disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And what leads us back to him is that he came from the same area up in Yonkers where the Son of Sam case started.
Now, one thing, too, I failed to mention when I was setting this this whole program up today. The interesting thing is, and the relevance of what is going on today, and the focus, like I said, was, of the program is this. Carl Raschke, who wrote a book called Painted Black, I mentioned this yesterday on the program. I encouraged the listeners to get a copy of this, because this book basically kind of outlines, you know, our society today is living in fear over terrorism. And it is very interesting, because a lot of these groups that are involved in these horrendous crimes are involved in terrorism. And the thing is that, you know, there is a linkage, I should say, between terrorist activities and criminal cabals. And, for example, one of the things I want to read here is a quote from Carl Raschke about Satanism itself. And this kind of is very, very self-explanatory about what we're going to be talking about today. His definition of Satanism, he says, is not a new religion. He says it is a sophisticated and highly effective motivational system for the spread of violence and cultural terrorism. Satanism today is not, if it has ever been, a rejection of middle-class values and a somewhat ingenious expression of chronic adolescent alienation. It is the gestation of a permanent terrorist subculture in America. Isn't that interesting?
Well, Michael, that is the heart of the problem right
yes.
there. They have, throughout these different cases, both in New York, California, with the Manson, and there are many cases that have never been revealed. And
mm-hmm.
you'll find that if you follow this through, there are connections. Now, everybody, as soon as you say that, oh, here's another conspiracy nut. But if it's more than two people, it is a conspiracy.
Right.
And it's not a card-carrying membership-type thing. This is very loosely connected, and it works through common knowledge when you travel through different parts of this country. And there is no part of this country that is not affected by it.
Yeah.
And these people know where to go. It's back in the 70s already, where we followed both the male and female prostitution, which runs very closely with this here.
Yeah.
And that's why people in one part of the country must be aware of it, because if it's on the East Coast, it's on the West Coast.
Right. You know, the thing is that we're going to be talking about again today, too, is the fact you just mentioned Charlie Manson. I think if you, like what we're talking about, if you look back at some of this stuff, you'll begin to start seeing some common threads, and we're going to talk about that, not only with you, but also with Maury Terry today, what the common threads are between Charlie Manson, the Son of Sam, and even the Atlanta child murders, Jeffrey Dahmer himself.
Yeah.
There are connections, and the people, I think a lot of people do not even realize that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with my guest, Jim Rothstein. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be discussing also the aesthetics of terror. We're going to find out just exactly. We've connected some dots here over the last couple of days. Number one being that terrorism is a lot of times state-sponsored. And we're going to find out just how all this works at the sub rosa level. Again, our number 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back after this.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As a listener to the Genesis Communications Network, you're aware of the many health dangers that have been unleashed upon an unsuspecting public. We all want to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but how do we do that without costly pharmaceutical products that trade benefits with side effects? Stabilized oxygen may be just the answer to this question and more. Stabilized oxygen is an oxidant similar to food-grade hydrogen peroxide, but it is more stable and effective with no unpleasant taste. By providing your bloodstream with molecular oxygen, it is possible to kill anaerobic bacteria and other parasites on contact without harming tissue or friendly bacteria. A 120-day supply of stabilized oxygen is just $15 postpaid. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your 4-month supply and get the best oxygen boost available in easy-to-take droplet form. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? That's right. We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. You've heard all about Avacor on radio and TV for years. That's because Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Avacor has helped people just like you regain their youthful appearance with new healthy hair. So why haven't you called? We want you to try Avacor. We know that once your hair stops falling out and starts to regrow, you'll be glad you did. Still not convinced? Avacor comes with up to a full 1-year money-back guarantee. Try getting that anywhere else. Call 800-533-7298. For your risk-free trial of Avacor, call now. 800-533-7298. That's 800-533-7298. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-533-7298.
Continue 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return tomorrow. And again, we'll hear an update from him today at some point regarding the Dog and Pony Show. In California with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyway, returning with my guest is Jim Rothstein. Jim, let's start off by you as a retired New York City police detective, you were involved in a lot of interesting things, and let's talk about the connections that you discovered in some of the cases that you investigated in New York.
Well, let's start at the very beginning.
Good for it.
One of the things that happened is I arrested a man by the name of Ben Rose. high-profile guy in New York at the time, who the information originally came in, he was using the name of Dr. Rockefeller. And what they were doing were supplying kids to some of the very top people or affluent, influential people in the country and at the United Nations.
Okay.
So with that, we started picking up the different information, which led us eventually to what turned out to be the Son of Sam case. But at the same time, there's also where Ben Rose is suspected of being one of the main people in the disappearance of Eaton Patz, a young boy who disappeared in New York and has never been solved. But the connections to some foreign elements are very strong there. The other thing that happened in the late middle 70s, I interviewed a high priestess who had been convicted in a narcotics investigation. Basically, that was done to discredit her. But she ended up giving us probably the biggest information into how this whole scenario worked and how this tied in with both our narcotics trafficking on the international level.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see when you talk about terrorism, you tie that together, narcotics and everything, you have probably the greatest terrorist movement going. Forget about the Al-Qaeda and all that stuff. This is even bigger than that, and it has been going on a lot longer.
Right.
But after I debriefed her, we had actually found out how this thing works. And one of the other things that started this was when I first received the information in New York that led me to eventually what turned out to be the Son of Sam. We started investigating at Untermeyer Park, where we got reports of the sacrifice of German shepherds. And that's what started the whole investigation. It wasn't until I ran into Maury Terry, and Maury started talking to David Berkowitz, that we tied all of this together.
Now, when you say that this woman was a high priestess, a high priestess of what?
She was a high priestess in the occult.
Okay.
There are different factions, but they basically all operate the same.
So she was like one of the head
leaders. Yes, she was. She was Cuban, and she had come out of Cuba. In fact, she had been Miss Cuba at one time. And then she fell into people in our intelligence community. And later she worked as a madam in New York. And she was also involved in setting up the cocaine connections from on the East Coast to Colombia.
Now, when you say she was working for our agency, are you talking about the intelligence community, I mean?
Yes.
You're talking about the CIA?
Or derivatives thereof.
Okay.
See, you have to remember that some of these operations aren't really condoned by the CIA, but are offshoots of what I call the opportunity men who use legitimate things to enhance their own pocketbook, because money is a big motivator in this.
So you could say that they're more like rogue agents.
Yes, that's what I would call them, yes. Because, as you remember in the Frank Olson case now, which is the MK Ultra victim who allegedly committed suicide, and now they've actually opened up a murder investigation where it has been disclosed that at that time our intelligence community was running three whorehouses in New York.
Yeah.
And I actually had an informant out of that operation.
Now, Frank Olson is one that in the 50s, I think, was supposedly jumped to his death. He was with those guys from the CIA, and they'd given him LSD.
Yes, that's part of that. So you'll see how this stuff all crosses over. A lot of it is to control and to cause chaos in society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we got about 30 seconds before we go to break. Now, this woman that you're talking about, she opened up the door that ultimately led the New York Police Department into the Son of Sam investigation. And as you said, meeting up with Maury Terry, who wrote the book Ultimate Evil, basically kind of helped put some pieces into place.
Yes, those were things that we had investigated, and it's like I said, it started with the killing of dogs, and I actually went to the site, and later on, about 6 years ago, took Maury back to that location and showed him exactly where the whole thing had started.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll get back to that. Our number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The aesthetics of terror is what we're talking about today. Jim Rothstein is my guest. We'll be right back after this. I'm Michael Corbin. Stay tuned. There's more to come.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
one 800 259 1-800-259-9231. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment. First, before I get back to my guest, I want to mention to you again, it is very critical and vital that you get a copy of Alex's latest video, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Now, in this video, he shows how the greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us. It's a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. Now, the United States government at all levels, and indeed we're finding this out today as we see this, all this stuff falling out, has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order clan. Now, the events of September the 11th mark the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. Of course, Alex has several videos that are very informative, and he also has a book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Now, these books and videos are available to you. The tapes are of the videos are available for $25.95 per tape, plus shipping and handling. Now, if you order three or more tapes, the price goes down to $20 plus $20 a tape plus shipping and handling. And of course, you can get his book also as well. You can order two ways. One is his toll-free number. That is 888-253-3139. Again, that number is 1-888-253-3139. He also has you have the ability to purchase them off of his website at www.infowars.com, www.infowars.com. And as I mentioned, the topic that we're going to be talking about today is something that is covered in Police State 3, concerning, you know, what these guys are really up to. We're talking about the dynamics of it. And as I mentioned, there is a specific word that is applied or applicable to all of the things that are happening in our culture, together with the terrorist attacks, several of these notorious crimes that have come down the pike over the last 30, 40 years. Charlie Manson was the first one of note. Of course, Son of Sam, and there's been a litany of others, including recently the Washington, D.C. sniper, which was another one of those weird deals that seems to have a deeper level at work in it. And, you know, these are kind of things that we have to be aware of, that these are the clubs that they're using to beat us into becoming a fearful population, fearful and begging them to save us. And this is where things are really, really wrong. We can't go on like this. We have to put a stop to this. Welcome back, Jim.
Yes.
Let's go ahead. We got a couple of callers online. Let's go ahead and start taking some calls, and then we'll just we'll continue developing our topic today. We've got Mike calling in from Florida. Good afternoon, Mike. You're on with my guest, Jim Rothstein.
How are you gentlemen doing this afternoon?
Good. Thank you.
I don't want to throw you guys off topic. I kind of wanted to make a comment on what you were talking about yesterday, Michael, but I mean, I don't want to take you guys too far off what you're talking about, because what you're talking about is really good and really important stuff.
Okay.
Well, my comment is, I think that yesterday, I listened to yesterday's show, and I think that you are kind of slanting the whole... I know you read an article about Quentin Tarantino and how he is promoting his movie towards 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I read that article myself, and I have to disagree with you in the fact that from what I can read out of it, it sounded like that what he was saying was really tongue-in-cheek and had a lot of satire to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you guys were trying to spin it more as, I mean, I don't think Quentin Tarantino is saying all 12-year-olds should see Kill Bill and, you know, participate in the violence or whatnot. I think that that was more of a tongue-in-cheek thing that he was saying.
You know,
the parents should... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Mike, here's my take on all of this. I mean, I'm a grown adult. You're a grown adult. You have filters that you have in place that you can filter a lot of stuff out and find out what's good and what's bad, and you may have control over, you know, how you might react to stuff like that. My whole contention with this is that this is just another of the many films that may have a satirical plot to it or whatever, and it may be, you know, might be something entertaining. But the problem is that at a deeper level, a lot of these movies that are coming out of Hollywood are geared to deconstruct our society, desensitize people to important things that make us human and good, and that's my take on it, and that's why I bring these kinds of things up, because children are watching this stuff and they don't have the filters. They're not emotionally developed. They're not capable of dealing with this in the same way that you or I would be capable of dealing with this, and that's my issue with it.
Well, very true, but doesn't that fall more? I mean, the Motion Picture Association of America gives it an R rating, meaning no one under 17 should be seeing it without a parent.
Right.
Doesn't that responsibility fall more toward a parent than towards
absolutely, absolutely? I agree with that too. I mean, the parents are ultimately responsible for what their children take in and what they're doing. But you know, like everything else in our culture today, everybody has been put so much to sleep that they don't even realize anymore the harm. They couch it in things like like it's a satire or this type of thing, and parents would be inclined to maybe even rent the movie or let their kids watch it. They don't manage these things, and they don't realize how important it is to raise your children correctly and properly, and to make sure that they're exposed to good things at that formative stage in their life.
Well, I agree with you. We've let the parenting become done by the TV and by mass media, not by the parents at
yeah.
all.
And you know, listening to this show, listening to Alex, you know that Hollywood has been tasked. I mean, look at what we've got in California now. We've got the guy that's done Terminator, and a lot of people look up to him. And I think that was part of his glitz and his success in becoming the governor. People look up to him as a fantasy role player, a character. And it makes him bigger than life and invincible and that type of thing. And I think the media has a lot to do with shaping the way that we look at things.
Well, I'm a political science major at college, and that was one of the things we always talked about, was that the voting populace really has no idea what they're voting for, and that they're just going by a name or by recognition.
Absolutely.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger fits that profile to a T.
And the media is the shaper of that. I mean, the media is the purveyor of that. That is what, you know, they used to say that reality dictates art. You know, you look at today, it's art or the media dictates reality. And you know, what I see in my advanced age is the fact that you see a lot of young people identifying with what the media says is right and good, but all it's doing is it's confusing them because, you know, in a society where there are laws, you know, moral relativism does not work when you're facing a judge for murdering somebody. When you say, "Well, it was my right to murder this person," for me it was right. That doesn't work. They get convicted and sent to jail, and these kinds of things set up these confusing models for kids to follow. And of course, you know, where are the parents?
Exactly. And I got one more quick comment, Michael, that I'll let you get back to your great interview and the job you're doing.
Okay.
On the Terry Schiavo case, I live in Tampa, and I've been following this case ever since it first started happening. And I don't think that this has anything to do with a conspiracy on the part of the judges or a conspiracy on anybody's part.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this case really just boils down to the fact that Terry Schiavo, when she went into her current state, she, to her will, told her husband that she didn't want to be left in a vegetative state. And I think it's just really become more of a tug and pull between the parents and the husband. And I don't think it really has anything to do with being a conspiracy on the judge's part to rule her to have her tubes pulled. I think that it has become more just a fight between the parents and the husband. It's really a shame that she's been caught up in the middle of all this.
Well,
it's gone on for this long.
I agree that it's a shame that this whole thing is going on. But the thing is this. I'm not saying it was necessarily conspiracy with the judge. What I'm saying is that regardless, no one should have the right. I mean, who can prove that she said that to her husband? I don't believe that anyone should have the right to decide whether you live or die and you're incapacitated and you're unable to make that kind of choice. Number one, I think morally it's a wrong choice to make anyway for yourself to commit self-murder. But what I'm saying is that I don't think that this should even be an issue when it comes to the dignity and the value of human life. They should not even be having this conversation.
Well, where do we draw the line then, as far as a person being in a vegetative state for the rest of their life, or you know, where is that? I think that line is being blurred as far as to how far we're willing to take it.
Well, see, the way I look at it is that when it comes down to who's God and who's not, who has the right to even make any kind of determination when science cannot? Science has no explanation. They cannot. You know, they've got the legal definitions and medical definitions of vegetative state, but yet, this is still a living human being. As you heard Pamela talking yesterday, she still responds to certain stimuli. And, you know, that to me, I wouldn't even want to have that conversation. But we got to move along, and I want to thank you for your call, Mike, okay? Keep listening.
Thank you.
Let's take another call. Roger is calling from Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, Roger. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, gents. And I'm guessing you're heading in the direction of with Berkowitz and the method and the commonalities with Manson even. That be an offshoot of sort of a sub rosa undercurrent in Christian Science. I didn't want to take away from that at all. And my question, if you don't think it has any real bearing, then please drop it, move on. But I was very much interested. I think it's a very important factor that needs to be developed, and that is with the sort of official ivory tower, therefore the control tower, philosophical religious structure having degenerated into the logical outcome of the existentialism that it's say, impossible to know anything for certain. We're all agreed present, I presume, that there is no such thing as the unspiritual man, merely certain undeceived ones among the number. But so you have this sort of schizophrenia between the official line, the party line, versus the reality, which is very much spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, and of course with that existential view, therefore that opens the way to Machiavellian pragmatism, etc.
Well, see, that part of this thing I think is about, we're going to touch on this today, we're going to look at the political. See, when you talk about the aesthetics of terror, we're talking about something that has been around a very long time. But it's a utilization of psychological manipulation and techniques to bring people under control. And this is something as old as mankind itself. And the thing is that what we're seeing today is we're seeing these techniques that are being used on mass society, that is, and it has a political agenda. So that's what we're kind of going to be talking about later on as we go along. But thanks for the call, Roger. Appreciate it. Jim, let's get back to this thing that you were doing in New York, because I want to get some more of the dots connected before we bring Noreen on, because I know that one of the things that you were really involved in New York as a police detective was this thing about children. You know, you mentioned that the children were missing and that they had been Ben Rose. Who, by the way, was Ben Rose?
Ben Rose was a pedophile. He was also a procurer. He supplied kids. He was one of the main guys on the scene at the time, not only in New York, but around the country.
Was he an affluent individual?
Very much so, yes. His father owned a pharmacy on First Avenue, right off from the United Nations, mm-hmm. and it had a lot to do with the international trafficking, too.
Of children?
Yes.
Both
male and female.
When you say trafficking in children, what kind of things are we talking about?
Well, you're talking about where they were taking young children, usually just as they were reaching puberty, and were using them for sexual purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And an offshoot of all this, too, was where they used these kids to compromise people, which was a very big part of the operation.
Now, go ahead.
And this is what led to other things. It's just like this, when you go one step further, these kids ended up being used in some of these occult and satanic-type ritualistic things. And just because David Berkowitz was arrested did not stop, and I see at the present time yet in my travels around the country, this is going on now as well as it was then.
Yeah.
Berkowitz was a small man in the operation.
Mm-hmm. And it goes into big organized places, doesn't it?
Yes, and you'll see the ties out to Manson. You'll see the ties to the Franklin cover-up, which was John DeCamp's work.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, and also there's where you get the direct connection back to Colby, who was at one time the CIA director.
Right, right.
And I'm quite sure when Colby started getting a guilty conscience on this, led to his demise.
But, Colby died mysteriously, and I think DeCamp even, you know, holds out to this day that he was murdered.
Yes, because at one point I had an investigation where three little boys were murdered in New York on East 64th Street. At Ben Rose's apartment. In
uh-huh.
fact, he's the one that alerted me to it, and we actually served subpoenas on the people involved in it, and one of the people was in the intelligence community,
mm-hmm.
and it was covered up under national security.
Yeah.
So we know there were two 13-year-olds and a 14-year-old. They were murdered in a human compromise situation. They went too far and killed these kids, and we spent months looking for him up in Connecticut, and eventually when Roy Cohen, who you know was involved in the McCarthy hearings,
right.
At one time confided to me that he in fact knew about it and stated that one of his functions was that when these things happened to their people was to get them off, and the other part was to compromise people who they needed on their side.
And when you say you're compromising, you're talking about politicians and people of influence.
Yes, very much so.
Uh-huh.
That's another really something that most people don't know about or look at.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most effective things they have in the world.
Yeah. Real quick, before we take our break, you heard me talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger posing for nude photographs with the pervert Mapplethorpe.
Well, Mapplethorpe, he showed up all over the place over the years.
Yeah. Who is this, you know, from a police perspective, who was this creep?
He was one of the first. Oh, he came up many years ago already. And some of the investigations that tied to the whole thing to do with the children using boys and girls and anything weird you could consider, he was one of the leaders.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think about that thing about Arnold posing nude for him?
Well, you know, I was just in California. I just returned last night, and I just found it very interesting. The only good thing I can see out of the whole thing is that people finally realize they do have the power to bring somebody back if he isn't doing his job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The outcome I don't necessarily agree with, but people have to understand they can make these public officials do what they're supposed to do.
And they do it based upon some of the stuff that you discovered as a police officer.
Right. It tied in all over the place. In fact, at one point in our investigation in the early 70s, Richard Nixon was the president at the time, and he was going to set up a big investigation into this and give us government financing, and lo and behold, he gets taken down. And I've often wondered if that has something to do with it, because I have quite a bit of knowledge on how he was set up and what was behind it, which got dovetails right back to the records or the books that were kept on the pedophiles list that went with the prostitution ring.
Yeah. We got to take a break, Jim, so hold on. And we're going to continue my interview with Jim Rothstein. And as you're hearing, these guys that are part of this New World Order thing, they all believe they're above the law. Jim has a story, you know, he's talking about human compromise, where they quashed a subpoena for national security in the murder of three young innocent boys. There's more to come. Our number tonight is, or today, is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny, because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
We continue. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return tomorrow to the program. I'm interviewing Jim Rothstein, who is a retired New York City police detective. And again, throughout the duration of the program today, I want you to keep in mind this small idea. Satanism is, and I'm quoting Carl Raschke, Satanism is a sophisticated and highly effective motivational system for the spread of violence and cultural terrorism, all the while hiding behind the cloak of the First Amendment. It is an ideology that has found a strategic, and check this word, it is an ideology that has found a strategic application in the criminal underworld, even if it was not invented there. And I want you to keep that in your mind throughout the program today, because there is strong connections between where we are today, where we have arrived at, based upon certain events that have occurred in our culture, including the terrorist attacks themselves, that feed directly into this whole thing. Because what we are dealing with, we're not only, when you hear the word terrorism, you've got to equate this with a criminal enterprise, a criminal cabal of people. Whether or not the media, the mainstream media, says Al-Qaeda is responsible, what you find when you start peeling back the layers of the onion, you find some very, very interesting political connections and money. You got to keep in mind, too, that our president and his father raided savings and loans and other notorious scams. Billions of dollars were sucked out of our economy, out of the pockets of men and women in this country. And, you know, when you start looking at the dollars that we're talking about here, they add up to huge amounts of money, enough money to actually run maybe governments, operating a shadow government, if you want to call it that. You know, we gotta follow the money. That's really important in all of this, is following the money. Where did this money go? Why was no one prosecuted? Because, you see, the thing is that for many years they have manipulated things so that they are in control, and they are above the laws. You've heard my guest today talking about the three boys that were murdered in New York. And Roy Cohn is another notorious figure, and he admits to my guest that his job was to get these guys off if they got into trouble. And you heard him say that they served a guy the subpoena, and it was quashed for national security. National security? We murder three innocent boys, children, and that's national security? What do you think, Jim?
Has always been the biggest question I had. I never, and I've looked over the National Security Act of that, and nowhere have I ever found that killing children should be part of it.
There's no justification for it.
No, and what's amazing is that nothing has ever happened from that investigation. All it did is any law, and here's another thing that's really amazing. Any law enforcement agent who has ever gone after this has ended up with nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
The heat is tremendous. I've seen it all over the country.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, it's still going on today.
Oh, more now than ever.
Yeah. Now, we're going to take our break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Noreen Gosh. And this is going to illustrate just exactly what we're talking about here, about how this kind of dynamic is at play and what they do. They utilize mind control techniques that the CIA refined under MKUltra. And they work it on children, and this is a very, very insidious business. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. Our number today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Callers, we'll get to you here in just a moment. Stay on the line, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. I'm Michael Corbin, filling in for Alex Jones, and we'll be right back after this.
Clean water, clean food, and clean air. It's what nature intended. The trouble today is that our nutrients have been stripped and polluted. That's why your friends at NutraTeam stock the best in water and water.